What is your earliest memory? Mine is eating at a table. Breakfast with my younger brother Bobby and my grandparents. I spent many weekends with them when I was a little girl. I don't remember what we ate, but I do remember the room, the view from the window. And more than that, I remember that I was loved and wanted. Read to, cared for, cherished, fed in all the important ways. So I've had a mantra this Holy Week, thinking and praying and saying over and over to myself that the reality of life with Christ cannot just be something psychological, cannot be just something historical. My mantra has been, Lord, I want to be conscient, awake, aware. Let this week not be a head experience to be analyzed or put into a historical, social, political context, but let it be for me a heart experience. Because the question really is, my friends, if not now, then when? Because these days of Holy Week, these stories of triumph and loss, are the place where our stories, our lives, bump right up against these old stories. This story, the story of betrayal and loss, and agony and anguish and promise is our story. Christ's story is my story. I don't want to fail to remember that this week, this night. And so we come here together tonight and we remember. These, what we see around us, are the earliest memories of our church, of our Christian faith. And it's not a kind of, look how cute this picture is kind of memory. It's a memory that brings the past into the now of our lives and projects it into the future. So often, we Episcopalians get a bad rap. We get called names like the Frozen Chosen. But our liturgies, if we allow them to be, are full and lively. They have action and memory. Every liturgical action serves to go beyond the retelling of the story, beyond the recalling of a memory, to the place where past and present and future come together, join hands, and dance around the room. Okay, maybe not literally dancing. All right, okay. Some places, they dance around the room. The sacraments of baptism and communion, Palm Sunday processions, foot washing, altar stripping, all of it over and over illuminates God's presence, alive and active and full in our lives, in our worship, in our remembering. So this night, Jesus looked at his disciples and, loving them, said, I give you a new commandment. Love one another. Jesus, in possibly the lowest moment of his life, does for others, moves beyond his fear toward love. That is what we remember. Each year, Jews remember the Passover The Passover is not just a retelling of the Exodus story. It is a telling of all Exoduses. The remembering of all God's promise to free all those who are held in captivity. The Hebrew people on their last days under the oppression of the Pharaoh in Egypt marked their doorways with the blood of a lamb to show that they were loved, beloved by God, and honoring their journey to freedom to the promised land. The story of God's promise to be with them. Christ, in his last hours, offered himself in service to his friends, and he gave them a mark. He gave them a new commandment to love each other, to love all others. This is the mark of a follower. The mark of a Christian is one who loves as they are loved. And we love one another by being as Christ to each other. This is our dining room table full of memories. Here in this place, we mark Christ's presence among us. Church is the place we begin to tell our stories. It's the place we practice our faith. With this circle of people around this table, we are encouraged and nourished to go and do to others outside this circle. I may not this night convince you to take off your socks and shoes, to allow another to wash your feet. But I do know that most of you will come to this altar and allow yourselves to feed on Jesus' very body. I hope that on this night and the nights and days that follow, you will allow the depth and width and breadth of these memories to rest in you. I pray that in the memory of this night and all nights and meals and gatherings, all the places where we have known the wideness of mercy, known the sacrifice of another, experienced the love of Christ, that we are encouraged to wear our mark as followers of Christ, the mark to love one another.